Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. Lo, the angel's food is given to the pilgrim who has striven. See the children's bread from heaven, which on dogs may not be spent. Truth, the ancient types fulfilling, Isaac bound, a victim willing, Paschal lamb, its lifeblood spilling, manna to the Father's sent. Very bread, good shepherd, tend us. Jesu, of your love, befriend us. You refresh us, you defend us. Your eternal goodness send us in the land of life to see. You who all things can and know, who on earth such food bestow, grant us with your saints, though lowest, where the heavenly feast you show, fellow heirs and guests to be. Amen. Alleluia. Today is the Feast of Corpus Christi, the celebration of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And all of the readings at Mass today have this very strong emphasis on how the sacrifice of Jesus is what fulfills this covenant that now continues between God and man. The first reading is from Exodus, and it's talking about how Moses is the one who is offering the animal sacrifices on behalf of the Israelites, and he's the mediator of this covenant that God is entering into with the Israelites. And near the end of the first reading, it says, Moses took half of the blood and put it in the bowls. The other half he splashed on the altar. Taking the book of the covenant, he read it aloud to the people, who answered, all that the Lord has said, we will heed and do. Then he took the blood and sprinkled it on the people, saying, this is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you, in accordance with all these words of his. So we see from the very beginning of Scripture that entering into a covenant involves some sort of shedding of blood, right, to become a part of their family. And so with Moses, we see that there's this animal sacrifice, and then the blood is actually sprinkled on the people, and they're becoming a part of God's family. And then they're also professing that whatever the Lord has said, all the rules that he has given, they will do. Which is kind of this like dramatic irony, because not that long after, we see them go against exactly what God has told them to do. But God still continues throughout Scripture to offer relationships with humanity, to enter into new covenants with them, even though they continue to break these covenants. And then in the response oil psalm, it talks about the cup of salvation and calling on the name of the Lord, as well as offering a sacrifice of thanksgiving. The second reading is from Hebrews. It talks all about how Christ is this high priest, and through his own blood, not the blood of goats or calves, he's able to bring about redemption for all of us. And so if the blood of animals was what was supposed to unite the people to God, how much more so would the blood of Jesus, who is God and man, should be able to forgive our sins and unite us to the Lord? And then we have the sequence, which is what I read part of at the beginning of this reflection. And then we have the gospel, which is where Jesus shares the Passover meal with his disciples. And then during the meal, he takes bread, he takes the cup of wine, and he says, "Take it, this is my body." And then he gives them the cup and says, "This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many." And so we see a fulfillment. The readings for Mass often have this beautiful continuity that we see what happens in the Old Testament being fulfilled perfectly in the New. But the beautiful thing is that these words that Jesus says, "This is my body, this is my blood," are not simply words that we remember from 2,000 years ago, but words that we continue to hear at every Mass that we attend, right? We're present mystically, supernaturally, at the Last Supper, and we're also present at Calvary. And then we get to see in an unbloody way the sacrifice represented. And so the Eucharist is offered to us when we're in a state of grace every time to draw us back into relationship and to renew that covenant that Jesus made on behalf of God and man. That we actually receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, and that he dwells in us, and not just dwells in us, but hopefully, bit by bit, transforms us more and more into himself, so that our whole lives become this living sacrifice, this offering that we make with joy and thanksgiving of our whole selves, our whole hearts, all of our desires, all of our imperfections, everything that we are, that we would be able to place this on the altar alongside the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, and that he would transform this littleness that we have into something beautiful, into something worthy of God himself. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the sacrifices that you made for us, and for the many ways that you are continuing to invite us into deeper relationship with you. Thank you for the gift of the sacrament of yourself, of your body and blood that you offer to us. Grant that every time we receive the Eucharist, our hearts would be shaped more and more in conformity to your own. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.